Hello, I'm James Carty. This is the football podcast. I've got Liam Lee and I have got Tom Weston with me. Is it?
Hello.
Yeah, that's reasonable enough. And we'll start with the transfers. Starting off, Lewis Holtby is set to join Tottenham early. What do you both think of this one?
I think that's a really good deal. I think how they've managed to get it forward. I mean, look, it's 1.5 million, and that 1.5 million could mean a couple of Premier League places, and that's going to pay off very well.
Yeah, I think that's quite a good sign as well. Good young talent for the future. Done pretty well in the Bundesliga, and that was it. I think they could have waited till the summer because I don't particularly think they need him now. But he's going to be a good signing whenever he joins.
I made the quite ridiculous accusation that Tottenham could be title challengers because he'll be such an impact player. Looking at their squad, they do generally have a good squad if they can keep hold of Gareth Bale.
Yeah.
I think ABB is trying to do that. I think he's trying to bring the players in to keep Bale at the club, and Holtby's the kind of player that will keep Bale at the club, so it's a really good move.
Yeah, signing players like Holtby shows ambition, which I think Bale will want to say as well if he's going to stay at Tottenham for the short term at least.
Well, yeah, he's talking about joining Real Madrid, which he could end up the same as Luka Modric if he joins there, couldn't he?
That really hasn't worked out.
Yeah, that's not a very good move.
It hasn't. Right, looking at other transfer news, Coutinho to Liverpool, what do we think of this one?
I think it really depends on the price of the move because he's not playing week in, week out in Serie A. So they may be overpaying for him. I know Southampton were quite interested, but they looked like they were going to pay over the top. And if the fee is anything above, like 6 or 7 million, I really do believe that they're probably paying slightly over the top. He won't be a player that can come in and really help them out in this situation. But the future, he looks quite decent.
He could be a good signing for Southampton, you were saying. He would link up well with Gaston Ramos, possibly.
No, it'd be real creativity, but I think Pochettino is pretty content with the squad at the moment, and from what he said today, I don't think they're going to be looking at any more players. So.
Yeah, whether he goes Liverpool, Southampton, I think he will have an impact as well. He's another like Lewis Holtby will at Spurs, but I've watched him a few times when he was at Espanyol, but he's very good on the ball, very tricky player, exciting, he'll get the fans off the seat. He's definitely got potential, but he's very weak, he's got no body strength at all, and he's only one-footed, he doesn't seem to have a left foot, from what I'll say, but he's only young, so he's got time to work on both.
Yeah.
And if he lacks strength, I think he's going to need a bit longer to adjust to the Premier League, and maybe joining Liverpool might be a bit of a big move for him, but I think he, over time, if he was to join either club, he'd do well.
Yeah, it was one of the reasons Espanyol were quite high up there in the league last season. They fell away quite significantly since then. Anyway,
he had a big impact on.
He did. Yeah. He scored quite some key goals across the season.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much all the transfer talk wrapped up. Is there any more deals that you've seen?
Drogba has signed for Galatasaray on an 18-month loan deal.
Seen that one.
Yeah, that looks quite good. I think Turkish league could be holding up a bit. Got some really good players over there now. Got Schneider, Leicester Schneider, Drogba. Got a Boué over there.
Yeah, Emmanuel Boué. Yeah.
Another move I saw was Leroy Fer to Everton.
I
think they've confirmed that. I think that'd be really good. I think they again could be overplaying slightly, but for the future, definitely. He could come in now and do a job, and he definitely looks like he can improve as a player. I think that's a really good signing for Everton.
I think if Fellaini was to leave in the summer as well, he's a good replacement. Very good replacement.
Yeah, I was thinking.
I've seen him once or twice, but he's already breaking into Holland team. So
yeah, good stuff.
He's got a couple of caps, so seems like a decent signing. That pretty much is the transfer news. I mean, could Galatasaray challenge the Champions League? Could they get for semi-finals, quarter-finals?
I could see them knocking Schalke out because they're not on good form in the league at all. And with them, they're not going to be pushovers now. Personally, I'll write them off. But now they've signed Schneider and Drogba, now I'm not at all.
Borat Yilmaz is a pretty good player as well.
Yeah, he's a handful up front.
Yeah.
He is. Right, we'll move on to the FA Cup. Fourth round. What were the significant score lines you saw in the across the rounds?
A lot of upsets. A lot of upsets, though.
Oldham Liverpool, what do we think of this one?
I don't know, right? I kind of saw it coming. I don't think they put out a team that really, you really need to go and look to play them off the park. And the defence just looked slightly weak.
The defending in that game was shocking. The first goal especially.
Yeah, it's just. I don't know about Brad Jones. He's had a couple of good games, but then you have one like that and
against Oldham as well.
Yeah.
I think the atmosphere in the ground might have got to me a little bit because it was rocking in that stadium, but it's still a professional goalkeeper who's played at quite a high level. You wouldn't expect that.
Yeah.
Well, what I was saying about the game is it was exactly the sort of game this crop of Liverpool players do not like. The crowd on top of them, can't keep the ball, constant pressure, just really the game that they do not like to play.
Yeah, they got bullied off the ball quite a lot.
And
quite often at Matt Smith, until he got stretched off, he was a right handful, especially for Quasets as well.
Yes. Right. There's some other ones. Brighton Arsenal. Giroud with a couple of goals. What do you think of that one?
That was a really good game. Brighton put another good performance.
Yeah. They're a good side, but I think Giroud is really turning out to be quite a good player, quite a good signing. I'm pretty impressed with him now.
Yeah, he's picking up momentum, and he's already got two against West Ham as well, midweek. So.
Yeah. He's looking like a very good signing.
Giroud is he's potentially a person who can score 30 goals a season. The standard of goals I've seen him score, he can clearly score every goal from any sort of situation. So.
You know, he's got a variety in his goals. He can header him. He can score from edge of the box, a bit further out or close range. He's good for tappings and things like that as well. I personally like him. I think he's a good striker. He'll come good over time as well.
Yeah,
he hasn't been a flop like what everyone said he has. I don't think.
We're going to remind ourselves that Robin van Persie wasn't this 30 goal a season man when he first joined Arsenal. So
he was Henri Bergkamp in front of him.
Exactly. He was overshadowed by Henri. Right, we'll move on to other scorelines on the weekend. Bolton-Everton, what do we think of that? Well, it was a late goal. It was a good strike from Johnny Heitinger in the end.
Yeah, it was a very good goal, from what I say. I thought Bolton were quite unlucky, to be honest, because they put in a good performance. But you've got a favourite Everton for that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got to probably be winning those ones, so.
And Bolton haven't been so good in the Championship this season.
That's a game that Everton really have to be looking to win. So.
Yeah.
Right, Brentford 2, Chelsea 2. Were we surprised by this one at all?
My favourite result of the weekend, that one.
It was a good result.
that's it's good. People calling Torres back again, but you know.
Nah, it's every time he scores, he's not back.
It's a good goal, man.
Yeah.
It was a good goal.
Very good finish. I thought, to be honest, that was against. Yeah, you know, team two leagues below me, they should be beaten, but it was a good finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Rafa rates having Barr and Torres on the pitch at the same time. He seems to play one or the other. He always keeps rotating them.
Do you think they could form a good partnership?
I think they could, yeah. I think they both need to start a few games and also get momentum behind the pair of them, especially Torres when he's low on confidence. Being in and out of the side won't help him at all.
Yeah, Barr could probably help his game as well. So, you know, half run together, they could be quite a handful.
Yeah, if you tuck Matt, you've got like Matt Hazard, Oscar just behind Barr and Torres, it could work well.
That'd be pretty lethal.
It would be. It wouldn't be too bad, to be honest. Leeds, Tottenham, Leeds victory. Two decent goals from Leeds. Two decent balls from Diouf. Do you think AVB will be disappointed with this one?
Yeah, they didn't start well at all.
Yeah, of course he'll be disappointed, but Tottenham now need to go concentrate on the league and try and get as high up as possible.
And possibly the Europa League?
I reckon they'll want to do well. I'm not sure it'll be their main priority. I think they're still going to focus on the league to make sure they get the Champions League. But
that Champions League basis. More than the others. Other fixtures throughout the weekend, we had... Let's look. Oh. QPR 2, MK Dons 4. And that was... Considering QPR have been, you know, they've been defending quite well in recent weeks, it was just a revert back to what they've been doing at the first half of the season.
That's a performance from a side going down. They've showed recently some sparks that definitely are very positive and look like they could stay up, but then they go and do something like that, and they definitely look like they should be rock bottom of the Premier League. So they're very inconsistent at the moment, but I think Harry's doing a good job. So
I think the players who you've started as well, who like you've had Park, who's been out injured, and a few of the other like Boffroyd, a couple others who are in that side as well. They'd be a redneck like pushing for Premier League starts, and that was at times prove themselves, and they didn't do themselves any justice. So
And then
they've let themselves down. So
right. So apparently Tony Fernandes is going to walk away if they get relegated, and they have all these high earners. What do you think could happen to them if they're going to get relegated, which it looks like it's going to be a high possibility?
Oh, if Fernandes walked away, that it would be very interesting with the people on high wages. It wouldn't be pretty. It really wouldn't be. I think they could find themselves in all sorts of trouble if that did.
Yeah, that could lead to administration, because they've got... They've got Granero on high wages, Remy's coming on big wages.
Remy's on 80.
Lambert's on big wages.
Mm. Yeah, there are a lot of them on a lot of money, and I think if they did go down, clubs could definitely pick up some top quality players pretty cheap as well.
Yeah, you'll say Tarat, Remy and Bia.
There
was all the fuss around Junior Hoyle, who really hasn't produced for QPR.
Yeah, I'd be a bit disappointed with him, because he looked so promising last season.
He looked great for Blackburn.
Yeah, he was shining light for Blackburn, wasn't he?
But this season he hasn't really done the same again. I'm not sure if that's because he hasn't been given as much game time.
Possibly going the same way as Portsmouth if they get relegated, which, you know.
Well, yeah. Yeah, because Redknapp was also part of the...
He was.
He sort of, you know, overspent at Portsmouth, didn't they? So,
I wouldn't want to see them go down the same way as Portsmouth. I am a Southampton fan, but I don't like seeing what's going on at Portsmouth.
Is there sympathy towards Portsmouth?
I do feel for them, so.
Good.
Sorry?
Sympathy towards Portsmouth then?
I do. We've been in that situation at Southampton, and it's not a nice feeling for anyone, so.
No,
I feel sorry for Portsmouth. Like, the thing, a few seasons ago, I had some top quality players in there, and now they can't keep a squad, or they've got no money in that team at all. Have you seen they're getting kicked out of the Football League at the end of the season?
Yeah, I saw that. It's not nice. It's not a nice story.
Nah.
And the thing about
it's the same with Rangers as well. I'm not a fan of the Scottish League at all. It weren't good to see Rangers. That happened to Rangers. But I think they'll be back over time. They're too big of a club to die now.
Yeah.
That's a bit of an argument you can use with Aston Villa. Although, is that a valid argument to say they're too big of a club to go down?
Yes. They're not as big as the fans like to think, but. Mm. Like they are, like they're like a household name in the Premier League that you wouldn't expect to see anywhere else but there. So I think Lambert's got it all wrong with the team selections anyway. He's playing too many young, not good enough players in that side. Like Darren Bent needs to be playing because he'd get vital goals.
Yeah.
Defence needs tightening up. Midfield thing.
I think you have to look at what happened to Newcastle a few seasons ago when they got relegated and came back stronger. I think relegation wouldn't be it for Aston Villa. They've got a lot of young players. They haven't got that many people on that higher wages, so they could probably look to maintain a lot of the players and come back stronger. So
yeah, especially as the young players will have, like, they'll still want to stay and develop themselves anyway. And just being in a relegation battle and knocked out of cups to lower league sides, it's not good for the morale in the dressing room. But
I think it could actually help them raise some morale and come back stronger.
Yeah, it's not always a bad thing, relegation. It can be like key rebuilding the side. So
yeah,
I think they've got some good players in, and over time they'll come good. I like the Barry Bannon, Ashley Westwood in midfield. I think they're good players. I like Benteke's a right handful up front.
Yeah, they need to hold on to him.
Yeah, which if they go down, I don't think they will. I think he'll have many clubs in for him.
Yeah, definitely.
This might come out of spite, but I sometimes think people can get promoted, or teams can get promoted purely on the basis that they're called Newcastle or West Ham last season, because they managed to keep hold of the players, because they think, these don't deserve to be in the Premier League. These deserve to be in the Premier League, I'm going to say. So the likes of my side, Middlesbrough, haven't been able to get in back into the Premier League because they're a relatively small club in comparison to Newcastle and West Ham. I mean, does this argument have any valid?
Yeah, no, I see what you mean. Like, if a club, say, like Aston Villa went down, I don't think that many people would want to leave, because it's a well-established club. And if they were to bounce straight back up, then that would be great. I think Middlesbrough are unlucky not to bounce straight back up. And once you get sucked into the Championship, it's such a competitive league that in a couple of seasons, you could find yourself down middle of the Championship, miles away from promotion.
Yeah, it looked like Middlesbrough were at one stage this season, looked like they were coming up. I'd like to see him back in there anyway.
Quite another big
club who used to be in the Premier League quite often. They had some good players as well over time, so back in the Premier League, I think, is where they belong anyway. I'd like to see him come out, but
we'll see. Anyway, moving on to different games in the FA Cup. Stoke nil, Manchester City 1, not much to comment on apart from a Zabaleta goal, really.
Yeah, it's another dull game. They always are with Stoke and City, so
yeah, I suppose they just had to get the job done, and they did that in the end, so you know, there's not really much else to do with that.
Zabaleta's been one of their players this season, by
far. Really good player.
Yeah. When I got Mike on in as well, I thought him and Richards were easily going to take Sob Zabaleta from even getting looking, but he's been the best out of all three by far. Yeah. I know Richards had injuries besides Mike on, but
yeah, but Zabaleta's been fantastic.
Yeah,
he's been fantastic. Wigan beat Macclesfield 1-0. Did we see the penalty incident with Macclesfield?
I haven't seen it.
No, I didn't see it either. So.
Well, it was basically a penalty, but whatever. To be honest. We'll just dismiss that one. Manchester United 4, Fulham 1.
Didn't sound too good. I think Fulham are in a bit of trouble. They're just really struggling to find form, and they really need to pick up some soon, or it could start getting a bit worrying for everyone down there.
Yeah, I think they're going to get dragged. And then look at the more time they spend without picking up any momentum or form in that side, then they're going to get dragged into a relegation battle, because I don't think they'll go down. They've got players who are scoring enough goals. Like, they've got Berbatov who's scoring important goals. Brian Ruiz is a good player. That Ashley and the Jagger, he hasn't done a lot, but he's a good player. He proved himself at Wolfsburg, and I think the defence is what I think is their weakest spot, to be honest.
Yeah, I think they also probably lack a bit of pace on the wing. I've watched them a couple of times this season, and Kakaniklic is really the only guy who really runs at the defence, so I feel if they could bring somebody in, they would be a lot better off for the rest of the season.
I think they
lack a bit of pace, more energy and speed they've got in that team. I think I'll stand a bit more of a chance.
Duff, as good as he is, you know, he's well into his 30s now, and he's not particularly the most paciest character. They definitely need a Dembele type, really, back, don't they? I mean, they've been linked to Lee Hughes, and he's a good 17-year-old. He could make a difference in the midfield if he was to join in the final part of the transfer window.
I think Derby are really trying to keep hold of him. He's a really good young prospect.
Yeah, top talent, though.
Yeah. I think City really want him, but I think that'd be a really bad move for him, because he wouldn't get any game time.
Look at what's happened with Scott Sinclair. He's hardly kicked the ball.
That's really sad. He was such a good player, kind of being wasted. It's the same as Alan Johnson. He just got wasted for a couple of years, Adam not really Johnson. Doing much. He's gone to Sunderland and he's done really well. So
he took a bit of time to kick on, but he's doing well now. He's got some important goals as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw him from when he was quite young in the Middlesbrough reserve team, and he was always the standout player on the team, and he was definitely the successor to Downing, because he was the main winger for us at that point. Right, you have Norwich 0, Luton 1. What do we reckon of this?
Well, that's probably the biggest result, just because I read on Twitter the other what was it, Saturday? There's 85 places difference between the two sides.
that's ridiculous. I'm not Norwich are an interesting one because they started the season
dreadful.
Yeah, and they've their form's fluctuated so much. They got some really good players. Like Snodgrass is a great player.
He's got a good set pace. Good on dead balls as well.
Yeah, but they're throwing away results games that they really should be winning, and then they're coming up with a game, say like against Man U, and it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, they got results against Man U and Arsenal, didn't they? That 12 match unbeaten run they went on. They've done well.
They should stay up in the long run. I mean, there's a lot worse.
I see them stand up. They're quite a stable club. I think a few better players in some certain positions, I think.
I think that's pretty much for the FA Cup. I mean, you've got Blackburn's 3-0 win at Derby. That was Mike Appleton's first win as manager. Do you see him having a positive impact at Blackburn, or do you not know much too much about him?
I think he's going to need time to settle, at least, because he got the Blackpool job and he didn't seem to do a lot there. And after 12 games, I thought was quite... It's just strange, really. It's quite unheard of for managers to do that. And then to take on another job after being there 3 months, that took no time to settle as well. Sort of like the Henning Berg situation they had as well, because they didn't give him any time.
No, they didn't. Right, that's pretty much the fourth round. We'll have a quick look at the fifth round draw. Should be some interesting games in that one. So, we have... Huddersfield or Leicester versus Wigan, what do we reckon of that one? Not much to comment on, really.
I think if Leicester was to beat Huddersfield, because they're looking strong this season, I think they could... Wigan are poor this season, are really poor, so I think they could give them a good run.
I think that's a game... Yeah, Wigan should be winning it, but...
Yeah.
You never know with Wigan.
Yeah, they're so up and down, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'd say there's about four or five teams in the Championship who are probably better than Wigan at this current point in the season.
Yeah, Cardiff
look strong.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to blow that 10-point lead.
No, it'd be a massive shock if they did. I think they're pretty much safe to say that they're up.
Yeah.
For me, the best team in the Championship, best footballing team currently at the minute is Watford.
They got some really nice players in there, I think. And it's great to see that some of them are actually coming on permanent deals now. So
yeah, they're not all just Udinese's like youth academy loans anymore. They are actually the players, and I think it's an interesting project, that one. The Pozzo family, I think that's what they're called. That's their third club they own now. So they've got one they've got Udinese in Italy, and I think it's Granada in Spain as well. So they've got some interesting projects going, and I think they have Watford same thing. Uprise.
Oldham versus Everton. Where do we see this one going? Could Oldham set another shock?
They've got belief behind them.
I don't know. I think that's a game that Everton should be winning, but you never know.
They should do. I think Everton are probably more suited than Liverpool to these sort of underdog teams trying to take them on.
Yeah, especially Oldham as well, because they were quite a physical side, and Everton have got the players in there that can hold them off.
Yes. Luton versus Millwall, what do we reckon of this?
that'll be an interesting game. I'll
be getting that one.
Footballing wise, we'll have to see, but
yeah,
should be interesting.
Yeah.
Arsenal versus Blackburn.
No, I can only see an Arsenal win in that game.
Yeah.
An emphatic Arsenal win?
Yeah, I think Arsenal win. I think it has to be, really. I'm not sure. Not sure Blackburn are really going to put anything off.
Right, Manchester City versus Leeds. I can only see this one going only one way.
Yeah, that's one way for City, I think, as well.
If it was Ellen Road, I'd give Leeds a bit of chance, but I can't see it
going
any other way.
Yeah, Leeds... good side, but it's City, and I think they just got too much quality, really.
Yeah, for Leeds, I think if they keep getting these easy ties, they're just going to keep getting through the cups. So that could be their year. I think if this they make up for their awful Prem, the Prem form is nowhere near up to scratches, I think a cup could make that up for them. But...
I mean, how important is the cup this season, do you think? You know, Arsenal need to win a cup because it's becoming quite problematic that they haven't won a cup in, what, 7 years? And
yeah, it'll be 8 years.
Yeah, it's a long time. I think, yeah, no, Arsenal definitely want it, but...
You know, they're inconsistent, aren't they? There does seem to be a lot of passion in that side. You say, like, Wilshere, he's busting the gut for 90 minutes, but then there's certain players in there, you wonder if they're really that committed to the Colts.
Yeah.
I mean, Jovino's been doing quite well at the African Cup of Nations. Do we see him make any sort of impact when he comes back?
He did last year, though. He had another good African Cup of Nations last year, and he come back and he didn't seem to do much. So I don't see him doing a lot of it. I don't worry about him.
Yeah, no, it's a strange one because he's been scoring goals left, right, and centre, but then you see him in an Arsenal shirt, and he can hardly touch a ball.
I think he crumbles under pressure.
I think he just suits playing for the Ivory Coast. And I've seen him in a few games where he's actually done quite well for Arsenal. The Southampton game earlier in the season, he was one of the better players on the pitch, I think.
Game early on, that's what, 6-1 or whatever it was.
6-1,
so he played very well in that game.
Yeah, he did do well.
He did. Manchester United versus Reading. Will this be on TV again?
Probably, yeah. But that's an interesting tie because Reading, I think, as they've scored 4 goals in their last 2 cup ties, and they like 4 in each one.
They've had pretty good games against.
Yeah, there seems to be on a bit of a cup run. I'd like to see them continue it, but you expect Man United to be able to beat them.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You'd probably expect an easy win for Man United, but you never know. I think Reading are a bit of an unusual team that can spring a surprise.
Yeah, I think they're in for a better second half of the season because they've won their last 4 games in all competitions, and they've got belief behind them a little bit now as well, which is good to see. But whether they've got enough quality to last, I don't think they will. I just think they're going to pick up, get a few strange wins in the season.
Right, Middlesbrough versus Chelsea, Brentford or Chelsea. I'm quite interested by this one. I was quite excited when I saw the draw. What are your reckonings of this draw?
I think Chelsea have to get through that replay, really. I think it would be a massive shock if they didn't, so...
Yeah. I think if Brentford are to get through, which I don't think they can beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, I think then I'll still say Middlesbrough. But I think Middlesbrough will give Chelsea a good game.
Yeah.
Interesting to say as well, but... You've got to say Chelsea in yourself.
Yeah, I'd say Chelsea, to be honest. That pretty much wraps up the FA Cup, I suppose, because there isn't any more to comment on there, so we should have a look at the Bundesliga. Is there anything interesting from the Bundesliga to discuss?
Dortmund won 3-0 again on the weekend. They played Friday night and they beat Nuremberg 3-0. Which was a quite important result for them. I know they're not challenging for the title, that possessing the threat as they did last season. But
how good were they on Friday? Do you reckon?
They were good. They were playing the Nuremberg. They're a different class to Nuremberg, but yeah, they were playing some good stuff, good passing, and that Blaszczykowski got 2 again. Lewandowski got his 12th goal of the season as well. But they played well, I thought, Friday night.
Well, I wrote an article quite a few months ago whether Borussia Dortmund could win the Champions League. What do you reckon on
that? That's who I've got a bet on to win Champions League. I think they could do it.
They're looking really good. I really like them as a team, and I think they could go far. So
yeah, because that team's been together for years. It's not mostly because they've all come through the academy and that. I think that they're good young side. I think they've got a good chance.
Interesting. Saturday's games in the Bundesliga. Let's have a look at these fixtures.
There was a derby on Saturday. Hanover beat Wolfsburg, and Hanover won it 2-1 in the end. They come out of Wolfsburg, didn't do very well. First goal. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Is it Abdullahi?
Abdullahi.
He had the ball and he was running down the right side at Simon Kier. And the ball looked as if it had completely crossed the line and gone out for a throw-in, and the linesman didn't give it. And he ran in and he got it around the box and put it in the corner. So I personally thought it went out. I didn't think it should have continued running, but the linesman didn't see it, so he went and scored. And then Was it Diouf scored again this week? A very lucky goal, but poor defending.
He's a good striker, Diouf. He's come into his own since going to the German league. I mean, he didn't hit it off in the Premier League.
He seems to have settled. He found his feet a little bit in Germany. He's doing quite well. He's scoring quite a few. He scored that amazing overhead kick last week against Schalke. And then, he had a header and he hit the post. And then as he was running, he ran following the header and it hit his shoulder and went in. So, fortunate, but a winning goal.
Am I right in thinking Hanover are a decent side at their home patch? Quite a fortress?
They're quite good at home. They're quite strong at home as well. They don't often get beat as well. And the derby had more meaning to it as well. So, yeah, they've lost a little bit of form because of they've been in the Europa League as well. But I think I'll still pile up the table.
Right, seems reasonable enough to me. Hamburg 3, Werder Bremen 2. What do we reckon of this one?
That was a good game from what I saw. Very good game. You'd expect Hamburg to win. They've got a better quality overall.
Right.
And Heung-min Son, I think his name is, Korean striker. He scored another goal.
Yeah.
He's looking good.
He's good player.
Yeah, he's a bit of the new Shinji Kagawa to not generalise, but he's another Asian friend, to be honest. Right, it seems like a simple victory for Bayern Munich at Stuttgart, what was it?
Yeah, another 2-0 win. Mandzukic scored again, Müller got another one. It was quite an easy win. Stuttgart haven't started since the winter break very strong, to be honest. They haven't done very well.
Since it's the first podcast, what were you all reckoning on Pep Guardiola to Bayern Munich? I mean, that's one has to be discussed, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought that was a very good move as well. Little bit harsh on Heinkes because he already wanted to stay on. I already didn't want to retire yet, but he was good enough to step down. And obviously, if you've got Guardiola there, the club are going to take him.
I reckon it's interesting because they don't really play the style that Pep wants, and it'll be interesting to see how quickly they really get into his style, or if he decides to change a bit with the players he's got. And,
yeah, he might adjust to like their ways of playing anyway because. I'm not sure. I think he's got a challenge and he will succeed. But
yeah,
it'd be interesting to see who he brings in because they haven't got like tick attacker players really there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's rumoured.
Yeah, no, it will be interesting to see whether he does go all out and with this supposed transfer budget he's got.
I read 280 million earlier.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. it'll be really interesting to see if he really goes out and tries to get in some world class players. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, I'm looking for possibly rebuild Bayern Munich. It's be interesting to see who goes in and who goes in and out.
Yeah.
Suarez has been rumoured. Is there any? What do you reckon of that?
I hope not. But
he signed a long deal recently, didn't he? So
yeah, he signed a new. A 4-year extension, I think, or something like that.
So it will take quite a bit to get him away from Liverpool.
Yeah, well, I think we'll be reluctant to sell unless we get we'll have a big offer for us to be tempted.
Yeah.
Is there any clauses in the contract? That seems to be a popular route these days, doesn't it?
I haven't read any with Suarez, no.
I don't think there is. One player that's going to fit well into that Bayern Munich tiki-taka style is Javi Martinez, has to be said, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think very good player from what I've seen. I saw a bit of him at Bilbao last season. He looked very good. He's very strong as well, which is I don't know because when Pep was at Barcelona, he didn't have like that enforcer in midfield who could hold off players like that strongly. Like Ebu Sweats was the closest thing, or Mascherano if he weren't at centre back. Yeah. But I think that'll go well because he can pass as well. He's got good distribution of the ball. So.
Yes. So a decent player there would fit well into the system. Did we see any of La Liga at the weekend?
I saw bits and pieces of Ronaldo and Messi's bit of brilliance, but
yeah, I managed to I see Barcelona v Malaga and Thursday night when they won 4-2. That was a good game.
Yes. Valencia with a 3-2 win at Deportivo. Again, similar to Aston Villa when I watched this game, that they just didn't defend set pieces, and that's what you need to be doing if you want to stay in the top league.
Mm. I mean, it's quite a simple thing to get right. I mean, you can really put in the time and get it right, and I think they probably just need to. Because if you get your set piece, your defending set pieces done, then you're going to be such a strong growl fit and definitely looking to stay in the league. So.
Yeah. Real Madrid 4, Getafe 0, and that was a hat-trick for Ronaldo. Do we see him challenging Messi to the Golden Boot, or what? You know.
Well, I don't know. You have to look and see that Messi goes out. Does more than Ronaldo. So he's. I feel so sorry for him because he's such a quality player. But then
Ronaldo is top class. He's in the wrong generation.
Yeah.
He's been unlucky enough to play, attempting to beat Messi to everything, and it just doesn't work. And I think because Real Madrid haven't done very good domestically this season in the league. I don't think he'll get the Golden Boot, but I think he'll come close. I think Messi will still top it.
Well, that was the thing yesterday. I mean, Ronaldo scores a hat-trick, Messi scores 4. So, you know, everything you can do, I'll go one better. Right, Athletic Bilbao 3, Atletico Madrid 0. What do you reckon of this one?
That's interesting. Bilbao are a good side, but I wouldn't expect them to do something like that. So it's good. I watched Bilbao a couple of times last season, and I was really impressed with them. And I hope they continue in that way.
Well, they haven't kicked on like they did last season. I mean, they were probably one of the best sides in the league last season, but.
Yeah, very impressive last season, I thought. I like that Eye Communion in the wing, very good player.
He's
a neat player. I mean, Atletico Madrid, I think this just highlighted that they're clearly probably not good enough to be challenging at the top.
Yeah.
And they appeared to miss Falcao because, really, when they were going forward, nothing much was happening for them.
I think if Falcao did go, they would definitely struggle.
They'd struggle, but over the past seasons, they've had some top quality strikers. They've had Forlán, probably at his best. They've had Aguero, who they brought through. They've had Torres, and now they've got Falcao. So it makes you wonder if they'd replace him well, which I think they would. But they seem to. Was it yesterday or they played?
Yeah, it was yesterday night.
Yeah, when I said they seem to be a little bit over reliant on Falcao, which is understandable because he's going to get them goals. But.
Possibly another Europa League victory for them. Could be interesting. Right, we'll move on to the Premier League now. That's enough of La Liga and Bundesliga, I suppose. So, just looking at Tuesday night's fixtures, Aston Villa versus Newcastle. It's probably the biggest game in the relegation battle, isn't that?
That'll be a really, really good game to watch because that is a real six-pointer.
Yeah, that's the very important points for either club who gets that. Yeah. But, Newcastle signed a load of French players, didn't they? They got recruited quite strongly, whereas Villa haven't, and they've got no form behind them at all. Well, I think Newcastle, I think they'll win. I think I'm going to say 2-1.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see all Newcastle's new signings in action. I really want to see if they kick off from the start and really do rise up the table, or if it takes a bit of time to settle. It'll be really interesting to see. I'm really excited about that.
Well, Aston Villa could catch them off guard if that is the case.
Yeah, no, I think if they play well, like they have done a few times this season, like especially against Liverpool earlier in the season, like they could put off a shock. But that really does depend on whether Newcastle turn up or not.
Yeah, because Newcastle have been. I think they've been unlucky with some results this season because they've played well, they haven't got the points to go with it to prove their results, which. I think they got more last season, and it's just ironic how Alan Pardew's been given that new 8-year deal, and they've just struggled ever since. It's just it's always the way it goes.
Awkward.
Yeah, I think it hasn't helped that they definitely overachieved last season, and they are underachieving this season. But that gap really does it doesn't do them justice. Of course they are underachieving this season, but I'm not sure. They really had the side for that, say, that fifth spot or whatever they did, end up getting sixth or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I think that definitely was them overachieving. I think they're about a mid-table side at the moment.
So. I'd say mid-table. They've got some quality players in there, like Kawhi, very good player. But Yeah, they're underachieving, and but yeah, I wouldn't say they're not the push on for Champions League or anything. Not winning.
Mid-table, definitely. I mean, these are two sides, I think. Aston Villa and Newcastle are probably the worst two sides. Like, current form-wise, they're probably the worst two sides in the league. Probably, maybe bar QPR, but currently on the form.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah.
Right, QPR versus Manchester City. Company's out with this one. Could QPR spring a surprise?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's always going to be hard. Like, City have a lot of quality, but I'm not sure what their defence is like. Nastasic is a good player, but we'll see if Remy or somebody like that can cause him some problems. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think Remy will trouble them with his pace. He'll get behind the back four. Yeah. He'll give him a lot of things. You'll see Clichy coming in to try and dispossess him. I think Remy's probably, he needs to time his runs better. I know he's only had one game, he's going to need time, but yeah, against West Ham, he ran too early, or he was standing offside, and it was his positioning. I'm not entirely sure how intelligent of a football player he is, but he'll see over time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, Stoke, Wigan Athletic, pretty two of the sides who were quite dogged in the league. Probably going to be an interesting game, to be honest. Uninteresting.
I think Stoke should win that.
Because I need the points. I think they're going.
Yeah.
Sunderland Swansea. Would this be good?
Oh yeah. I bet that's another good game. I think.
Mm. I mean, Swansea are going to Wembley, so they'll be I mean, we've seen that over the years, haven't we? Where teams have, they've booked the place at Wembley, and the league form sort of dipped off. Because they're just focusing on going to Wembley, and they're like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, it happened. Yeah, they lose focus on the league. It happened with Liverpool last season when they won the cup. They just went, they lost a lot of teams. And Birmingham, they got relegated after winning the cup. That was strange seeing them in the Championship and the Europa League.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. It was a bit unusual, but I'm sure it was good fun for the Birmingham fans. The more interesting games, has to be said, are on Wednesday, Arsenal-Liverpool.
Yeah, that'd be a good game. You never know what side's going to show up for either. So.
It could be quite good.
Yeah, it's a game of surprises, I think.
Two of the more inconsistent sides in the league. It's going to be somebody to step up and win the game, really. You know, you like to see a Suarez, you like to see a Wilshere. I mean, that's probably how it's going to plan out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... It will probably be an individual performance that sways that game. So.
I think if Liverpool get Suarez playing, and they've got Gerrard's been picked up a lot of form since the start of the season because he was very poor. But I think if you've got Suarez and Gerrard playing as good as they can, I think with Arsenal's defence, they seem to struggle quite a lot. Either balls at like set pieces or just players running at them. I think Suarez could tear them apart a little bit, but it just depends what team shows up. I think the whole team needs to be playing well.
Yeah,
And they've got something to prove, haven't they, since they lost that.
Everton West Brom. I mean, West Brom have tailed off a bit, and there's a bit of an issue with Odin Wingy. So, Everton.
Yeah, I'm really not sure about that. Odin Wingy. I think I don't really know what he's doing apart from say the money trying to force a move to QPR. I think West Brom doing really well. Why would you want to leave a club that they're really in the ascendancy? It's just. It doesn't really add up.
It's got to be a money motivated. But if you wouldn't leave a club who's over, like another like Newcastle, they've overachieved this season, and then going to join a club who's looking at Championship football. Yeah. But if it means doubling his wages, I think he's going to do it.
Yeah. Sad to see, but I suppose money does talk, doesn't it?
Yeah, West Brom have died off from their start of season form, and they haven't really got the results so far. Everton. They drew 0-0 with Southampton last game they played, so
yeah.
Interesting. I'm not sure. I'd probably say a draw.
Possibly. I mean, that's fair.
Right, Norwich Tottenham. That should be interesting.
I think. Oh, I don't know. Tottenham are a good side. They played very well against Man U, and so like. I don't know. I'd probably have to say a Tottenham win just because they're a really good side and they've got a lot of quality. But Norwich could give them a very good game.
Yeah, well, they're both on the back of embarrassing cup exits, aren't they?
Yeah.
So
they're both got to prove.
It could be quite an attacking game, like end to end stuff. So you never know, really. I would say Tottenham, really, because if it was to be that, you've got Defoe, Bale, players like that who can get in the defence and get them quite well as well.
Right. Fulham, West Ham. Anything to comment on that one?
Fulham not playing too well at the moment, so I would say a West Ham win just
Ooh,
because
I,
Fulham
I probably
really
wouldn't. I probably wouldn't.
Fulham are looking pretty hopeless.
Because West Ham away from home are absolutely awful.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
They're awful.
They really are. I mean, Fulham and West Ham, probably the two worst sides away from home in the league.
Mm.
If we're going to be honest. Manchester United, Southampton, are you looking forward to this one?
I'm looking forward to it, but I'm really not sure what to expect. If Southampton go out and attack like they say they will, I'm quite worried. it could end up pretty badly, but you know, I've got to hope. But I think realistically, it's a pretty simple win for Man U.
Well, you did give them a good run last game, didn't you?
Last time round, yeah. I think Lallana could be back. So that could make a massive...
That could be key, yeah. He's an important player, no? United have got stronger at the back, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think they'll win, but yeah, I don't think it'd be an easy win.
Mm.
No. Should be interesting anyway. Reading versus Chelsea, final game to comment on. Where do we see this one going? Reading improving in form, to be honest. So
Reading are doing what they did last season and really picking up in the second half. And so they're in good form. Chelsea are in very indifferent form. So, again, it'll be a really good game to watch. Reading always play some quite nice football, so it'll be a good game. And Chelsea will definitely go out. I hope they'll go out and try and put some goals past them. So.
Yeah, Reading, they need the points more, I think, to give them that extra climb up the table. But... I can't see Reading turning Chelsea over as well. I think Chelsea are going to need a win anyway because the fans are going to get disgruntled again, and they seem to get Benitez's back after any result, understandably after the latest one.
Yeah, well they're playing well away from home, so
yeah, it's their home form that's stuttering, isn't it? It seems to be they're stronger away from home. So
yeah,
right. That really seems to be all we have today. This has been the Football Podcast. I hope you've all enjoyed listening. Any final words?
Well, follow me on Twitter @IWHI9P.
Follow me on Twitter @Liam96Lee and my blog 3on1blog.
Right, yeah. Get reading our blogs and whatever we've putting up, and yeah. That's it. Goodbye.